W2T.
Oh, good afternoon, Rusty. This is N0TR Mobile. Not too far from home. Just thought I'd ID you on here and see if anybody was out there. It's been rather quiet.
About, let's see, probably an hour and a half ago, I was talking to KB4CBA, and maybe the last one I heard on there for a while. I mean, I'm kind of sitting in here in the radio room, so I'm right here where I could hear anybody, but not hearing much of anything right now. So anyway, I had to go to the doctor's office this morning for my annual physical. And he says, I should be around for at least another 6 months, you know.
I had that here a while back, and about the same. Oh, I went and got my teeth scrubbed this morning down at Crown's Nail of Greer. And I've been putting it off, and last time I canceled it due to this COVID stuff. But they did a fine job, and were very safe. And then I had to go to Walmart, where they walk among us, and get a couple of items, and then I come back to Tractor Supply and got some chicken feed, and then I stopped over at Ingles, and I was supposed to get a bag of grapefruit, but I'll tell you, Rusty, those things look like baseballs, not even softballs, so I decided, no, I'll pass on that.
Times, you got to just move on and look for something else. It's strange what you find in the marketplace these days as to what's there and what's not. I was in the grocery store the other day I went by the grocery store on the way home because I had to get me a loaf of bread, but I was looking at some of the stuff and some of the fruit and everything in there, and it didn't look, you know, didn't look all that good looking right now, you know.
Roger, we went to Aldi's yesterday, and almost all the time theirs is really great. And got a big load of groceries there. Oh, I had to tank up with gas while I was out. $1.669, I think, at Walmart there in Greer. And I'd have to look at the ticket, but something like that. $1.67. I'm in the truck. And I've just been sitting here listening to air traffic control and that. And I can tell you, it's not any better weather up there than it is down here.
That cold front meets this wet front. The wet front coming from the south and the cold front coming from the north, from the west. It's going to be interesting, you know.
It could get dicey. Yeah, you're right about that. I had to get out anyway, so I thought I'd kill two birds with one stone, and that way I didn't expose Bernice either. But happily, I'm within about two blocks of home now, and there's not going to be anything, I don't think, on HF. Oh, how'd your 160 work out the other night on your net you was talking about?
It didn't. My antenna wasn't tuning up that well, so I'm going to have to see what I can do about it and check it out and see if there's something wrong. I'm going to look at getting me one of those W5GI mystery antennas and put that sucker back up and set it up for 160. Because I had one of those before until a storm took it down, and it was real good. So I'm going to see about getting me one of those and getting it back up in the air.
Yeah, I think I heard DJW talk about that one time, and he did a lot of listening on something called Whisper and different things like that, but I've heard of that one, and I don't know whether they make a super loop for 160 or not, but like I said, KI4DOS could tell you about that. I think his does. Mine never would, and it gets a little dicey at times, even running power at certain frequencies. But I need to check that out again and see what the bandwidths are and all of that stuff. Just haven't done it. Well, Rusty, I'm home. Good to hear you. Glad your checkup went good. And there comes Bernice to greet me at the door. So 73s, and I'll catch you down the line. W2TN0TR.
All right, you have a good one. Say hello to Bernice for me. We'll catch you later. N0TR, W2T.